This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Today we'll get news on whether people on Social Security and other benefits programs will get a cost of living adjustment. The so-called COLA depends on the level of inflation, but there's been hardly any of that recently. If there's no adjustment, that would be just the third time in four decades that's happened. But even if there's little inflation by official stats, many people on fixed incomes still have to stretch to pay the bills. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks at what all this means for the 70 million Americans affected.
Really? It depends on who you ask.
Well, I think it's going to work a hardship on a lot of senior citizens.
78-year-old Jane Davis of Knoxville, Tennessee, relies on Social Security for rent, health care, and groceries. She says they're getting more expensive and was hoping for a benefits increase.
Well, it's going to mean that I'm going to have to cut back, and I guess probably my groceries will be what I'll cut back.
But economists say low inflation means people shouldn't need the adjustment.
They will be able to purchase as much stuff in 2016 as they did in 2015.
Alicia Minnell runs the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. She says, big picture, some higher costs for seniors are offset elsewhere.
There are other components that the elderly do not spend money on, such as tuition and things like that.
Minnell says that balances things out on paper, even if not in the lives of every senior. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.